Now we're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a weekly segment where we talk about current issues facing the state and the nation, featured in columns on the newspaper's op-ed pages. Throughout this lengthy campaign season, candidates have talked about education, health care, and immigration, among other things. Ads full of accusations and allegations have taken over the airwaves and the internet, and pundits have debated whether President Trump is a plus or minus for office holders and their challengers. Election Day is tomorrow, so we expect at least some of that will cool off. But before that happens, I'm joined by Phil Boas, editorial director of the Arizona Republic, for his weekly appearance. Phil, we're seeing early voting numbers that seem to indicate that gains are very possible for Democrats, but we clearly don't know yet what all of this means. What are you watching for on Election Day?
Well, if you look at the numbers and you look at it in a classic way, it looks like the Republicans got off to a very big head start, did a great job getting out the early vote, but we're seeing Democrats beginning to close and seeing their numbers rise rather rapidly and more faster than historically. So it's very hard to know at this time. And I think just looking nationally at how fluid our politics are right now, ever since the election of Donald Trump and the huge surprise that that was and the lack of understanding we had about that, I see a lot of pundits out there hedging their bets. I don't think anybody's confident about this election. And you see it in voters, too. There's a lot of fear out in the community. What's going to happen on Tuesday?
So. Yeah. Do you see this as a nationalized election in the sense that certainly there are specific Arizona issues, but do you think that, Donald Trump just sort of overwhelms everything?
No doubt. This is a hyper-nationalized election. On par with what we see during presidential election years. And yes, it's because of Donald Trump, because he's this all-consuming personality. There was a feature piece on CNN, and they were talking about their business and how it has changed with Trump. They are seeing viewership like they've never seen before. Their profits have gone way up. And they talked about how when they try and experiment and get away from Trump, that their ratings begin to nosedive. And I think they're kind of looking at it, you know, we need to build up our reserves for that day when Trump finally leaves. Yeah. That's the kind of impact he has had on the nation and taking over the airwaves.
We know the numbers. We know that Trump is technically underwater here in Arizona. But Arizona Republicans still, for the most part, seem to like him. Specifically in Arizona, how much of an impact do you think he'll have based on so-called moderates and then folks who may just decide, I'm really going to vote because I love President Trump, or I'm not going to vote for anybody because he's turned me off?
Well, I think you watch the high-caliber candidates in the high-stakes races, and just watching Martha McSally, look how important it was for her to embrace Trump. So that campaign, which has the most money to do polling and to really keep its thumb or finger on the pulse, believes that it's important to stay close to Trump, that he has impact in this state. So I think that's telling us a lot. Now, my colleague, Bob Robb, wrote a piece sort of setting the table for Tuesday's election over the weekend. And he talked about how, you know, Trump also tends to step on his own message with his own bad behavior. And that's true, too, because he creates so much anger out there in the electorate on the left that he motivates them to get out and vote.
Yeah. I was really curious about the endorsement that the Republic gave Harold Tepernini against Debbie Lesko in CD8, not because of who you guys endorsed, but the fact that there were so many kind words for Tepernini. And I have no idea whether she's going to win or not. She's certainly at a disadvantage in terms of registration. What about those who end up not winning? And I know there are different categories, but even a name or two you'd want to pick out. Are there people here other than Tepernini, let's say, that even if they lose, you think might have a future in Arizona politics?
There are plenty of candidates. Harold Tepernini, though, is an extraordinary candidate. And that's one of the things we wanted to get across. She's in a district that's probably impossible to win. And she made it close in the special election. And now we believe she made it close because she is such an extraordinary campaigner and a very strong candidate. She's really bright, just has a very orderly mind, speaks well, and can command an audience, you know, fill these halls with senior citizens in Sun City and Trump country. You know, that was an exceptional thing. We needed to recognize that. I think she's going to be around and be a player, an important leader in this state in some capacity if she doesn't win. I think there are others as well, and others who lost in the primary who have talent who, you know, we'll see more of in the future.
Do you think there'll be persistence there? Like some people, if they lose once, think, well, I gave it a shot and that's it.
very often you get perennials who never figure out that they don't have it. So that's usually what we get. So we were kind of surprised, you know, in David Schweikert's district, you had three Democrats who ran in the primary who were all really solid candidates. Any one of them would have made a great member of Congress. So there's some real talent out there, and they need to keep going. Remember, Bill Clinton lost his first election. You know, there are a lot of great, you know, campaigners who lost the first time around. They need to keep going.
We have seen headlines that this is the most impactful, most passionate midterm election in anyone's lifetime, which may or may not be true because our memories are short. But how big a deal has this midterm been to you, Arizona and nationally?
You know, that's always said. So everybody says it every year. It is impactful in the sense that we are coming to a time when our politics are changing in America. Ever since 2016, they're never going to be the same again. The Reagan revolution is over. That conservative movement is gone. It will never be the same Republican Party again. And the Democratic Party is in flux right now and with real disputes. And it's I think it's a good thing. I think there's this ferment of new ideas that is percolating or really beginning to come together. And you're seeing new coalitions, new ways of thinking, new leadership. And we'll see where that leads. So it's interesting and fascinating in that way.
Phil Boas is editorial director for the Arizona Republic.